Okay, well, you spent time in Limerick, for example, working there for a while. What was that like in terms of your language?
It's interesting, because then you just had to... I mean, then you couldn't rely on your Swedish, you had to rely on your English. And there was... and you really had to think about... If you didn't know the word, you had to think. But it was interesting, language-wise, I mean...
Also, when you were in Scotland, was that the same thing?
Yeah.
You were in Scotland studying.
Then it was the same thing. You couldn't rely on the Swedish either there.
Did you find that you didn't have enough English?
No. I could make myself understood and they understood me, so... That was not really a problem.
Did they treat you as a foreigner or as an English speaker?
They treated me as a Swede, so it wasn't... They kind of understood that, because it was several other people from other countries, so it wasn't really foreign in that way.
Mm. But you were one among the European students?
Yeah.
So they didn't treat you like a native speaker of English?
No, they treated me more like a Swede, as a foreigner. Yeah.
And is that how you would feel yourself?
Yeah, if I went to another country, I would feel myself more as England or Ireland. I would feel myself as a foreigner. I mean, okay, speaking English, but I would present myself more coming from Sweden than coming from being Irish or British.